Hey guys, this is J.D. Shelburne, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Some people go to college, some go straight to work. Soldiers join the army, and preachers preach at church. But there was something else tugging at my heart. I had another dream behind this flat top guitar. I was born to do this, born to play, born to pour my heart out on this stage, singing songs about my life and where I'm from. It makes a girl go wild and the nights get crazy. You fall in love in the arms of your baby. It's a country song, sing along, moments like this I can't resist. I was born for this. And some people said get a real job, but I never had my doubts. I just kept on believing, and look where I'm at now. I wouldn't trade anything for the places I've been. If I had another shot, I would do it all again. I was born to do this, born to play, born to pour my heart out on this stage, singing songs about my life and where I'm from. It makes a girl go wild and the nights get crazy. You fall in a country song, sing along, moments like this I can't resist. I was born for this. From the campfires to the county fairs, as long as there's a crowd, born to play, born to pour my heart out on this stage, singing songs about my life and where I'm from. It makes the girls go wild and the nights get crazy. You fall in love in the arms of your baby. It's a country song, sing along, moments like this I can't resist. I was born.
J.D. Shelburne on the phone. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. We've been playing your single One Less Girl, getting a great reaction.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I was it's been great. We put it out back in the fall and just now starting to gain some traction, and it's been a great way to kick off 2019 here coming up. So we appreciate you guys giving the tune a spin, and I'm very excited to see your listeners are digging the music.
Let's talk some about you, because we don't know that much about you. So, you know, I can see that you came from Kentucky and you raised on a tobacco farm, which must have been fun.
I was born in Kentucky. I'm from a little town right east of Louisville called Taylorsville. And Louisville, as you know, is the home of the Kentucky Derby. And so when I tell people where I'm from, I'm about 40 minutes from the horse track. And when I was in college back in 2002, I left my little small town of Taylorsville and moved to the big city of Lexington, Kentucky, home of the Kentucky Wildcats. Mm-hmm. And while in college, I discovered a guitar in my parents, or I'm sorry, in my grandmother's house after her death. She passed away the summer of my freshman year in college, and I was home for the summer and come across an acoustic guitar. And that was kind of all she wrote. I ended up taking the guitar back to college with me, would teach myself how to play and sing. It was just something to do to really pass the time. Never dreamed I'd be doing it professionally a decade later. It was something that was always in my hand. When friends would come to the dorm room or to my house on campus, I would always pick it up and play and sing. And it just kind of became addictive. I just loved to learn new songs and sing songs. And it was kind of from there is when I started to realize that maybe this is something I could give a shot, you know, during college to make a little extra money or what have you. And it just kind of developed and progressed from there. And it's been an incredible journey.
So what did you do, put together a group with your college guys and do the local bars and things?
I did. I started when I started playing music and started getting what I thought I was good enough to play out live. I'm from a little small town, and there wasn't very many musicians in my hometown. And so when we started traveling and I was playing music, I grew up playing sports. People knew who I was and knew my last name. There's a lot of Shelburne's in my hometown, and word started traveling. I was becoming a musician, and so I was starting to get phone calls to play at these political rallies and nursing homes and churches and homecomings and all these little things I'd start doing. And I started literally going to every show that would call just to get my name out. And that kind of developed getting some friends together. A lot of my college buddies didn't really play music. They would sit around and listen to me, but most of my guys didn't play. And so I started playing a few bars around Lexington, and I started migrating to Louisville. Louisville to Lexington was about an hour drive, and Louisville had a lot more opportunity for country music. So I would drive to Louisville quite often and started developing a fan base there. It was the first city I ever played. And, I tell this story a lot. I started playing to the bartenders, and then the next time I'd come back, I'd have a few more people out in the crowd, and then by the end of the summer, I'd have sold-out bars. It was pretty crazy. And I felt like I was getting better as the more gigs I played. And so I was always constantly in between classes looking to book gigs. And so when I started getting paid, it was even better.
That's a great feeling.
Right.
You can showcase all your life, but it's great when someone gives you, even if it's $10, it's cool.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So where did you get discovered? I mean, who came up and gave you your break into the full time business?
Well, so I over the course of from about 2005, four to about 2008 or seven or eight, I was playing a lot of gigs in Louisville. I was still in college. I graduated in 2007, and I was playing a lot of shows. I met some people that wanted to invest in me that never had the money. I was just, you know, you heard a lot of we call it BS where I'm from, and
we had to
weed through that.
Yeah,
right. And that we had to weed through a lot of that, you know. And I just always told myself, you know what, if I can always get out and play shows, and that's where I'm having the most fun, meeting people the old fashioned way. And social media was just starting to boom around the time I was picking up guitar, so it was the internet, and there was, you know, Facebook and MySpace and all these other music platforms that would help me reach fans in an instant. And so in about 2008, I graduated college in 07 and decided to pack my bags and move to Nashville, Tennessee into February of 2008. And that's when really when I started moving to Nashville, and I had that Nashville address, and I was getting a lot of press. I mean, people were starting to realize who I was. And it's funny because people back home think, oh, wow, he's moving to Nashville, Tennessee. He's going to be a big star. And so, you know, people automatically thought that I had a Nashville address. A lot of these festivals I was playing assumed I was already on my way. And so I met a guy that ended up kind of getting me to Nashville and kind of got me going. And he ended up taking me for about $10,000 later on down the line.
Oh, dear.
And so I kind of learned the hard way my first time in Nashville. And so ever since then, I've done it all myself, and I've kind of been at the right place at the right time several times, and, you know, it's been kind of nice to, you know, social media, you can honestly be your own record label.
Sure.
And I have thousands and thousands of fans, and so, you know, I tell people a lot, I started playing small bars, and then I started getting a little bit stronger larger bars and festivals would start calling me. Then I played a few arenas. And so I just kind of worked my way up as the years have went along, and along the way I've gathered more fans. And so it's been pretty nice.
So how far do you travel across the U.S. to play now?
Well, I have been to California about seven times. I've played in Las Vegas. I mean, I've stretched all the way from the East Coast to the West Coast. I just played New York City last month.
Yeah, do you take a bus on the road?
Sometimes I do. Sometimes, a lot of times I fly, uh-huh. But I do take a, we do take a bus. Sometimes we drive my SUV. A lot of times if we have a big show, if I'm playing in my hometown, I'm opening for some big country star, we'll definitely take a bus. And, you know, if I'm hauling my band, but a lot of times we'll fly to the venue and get a shuttle van will pick us up and take us to the venue. So it's kind of nice. But, you know, driving out to Vegas, man, is a long, long drive.
Sure.
And so a lot of times, you know, we'll try to work in, airfare and that kind of thing. But most 90% of all the shows we play, we take a bus or a van too. Hey guys, this is J.D. Shelburne, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Sun dropping out of that southern sky, we'll hop up my truck and go for a ride. Drive so fast the road can't hold the dust. Windows down and blowing through our hair. I know a special place and I'm taking you there, where we both can't get enough. We're gonna fly by that city limit sign, just you and I. Loving on a dirt road. If the moon just right, the stars line up, we'll lay a camouflage blanket in the bed of this truck, wrapped up close underneath the cargo light. Then I'll stare at you in your big blue eyes, tell you how you look good tonight. Little George Strait song playing on my radio. Wide awake under the pale moon light. God only knows why we're both laying here tonight. Loving on a dirt road. Girl, we're dancing slow. Parked by the riverbank, I'll be your Romeo. Chasing those lightning bugs, giving you a kiss and a hug. Girl, as long as you're in my arms, I'll never let you go. Loving on a dirt road. Loving on a dirt road. Loving on a dirt road. Loving on a dirt road.
So what was the first single you had?
So the first single I put out in 2012 was Farm Boy, and that did pretty well for me. I got a lot of traction. I had a college football coach at the time that I met at a Kentucky Derby party that we became instant friends, and he was a football coach in Kentucky, and he was in my first music video, and with him being in my video, developed all sorts of traction. I mean, I had over 100,000 hits the first week, and you know, all these different sports networks are picking it up, and Farm Boy was my first go-to in 12, and so that I still have kids today that sing every word to it, and so that was really my first go-to at radio. And
with One Less Girl, is that off of a new album that's coming?
It is. The new album, it's actually out right now. It was released back in the late summer, early fall. The album's called Two Lane Town. It's on there right now. The video debuted on CMT on September the 18th. And so we've just been playing it out at all my shows. We have we've played over 215 shows this year. Counting my show this weekend and New Year's Eve coming up on Monday.
Any plans and thoughts of coming to Europe?
You know, that's one of my big time goals. That would be a dream come true to play in a different country. I mean, I do have fans in other countries. I do have fans in Europe because I've played and I've met people from there, but I've never played over there. That'd be something definitely on my horizon to play in a different country. That would just be amazing. So hopefully that would something will work out, pan out maybe 2019.
So where can people catch more about you? What's your website, your Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff?
So you can catch me at jdshelburne.com. It's jdshelburne, Shelburne. Also facebook.com/jdshelburne on Instagram. Twitter, Amazon Music, iTunes, Spotify, all that stuff. Twitter, you know, give us a check. Keep in touch with us. We love our fans, and we'd love to make a few more in Europe. That'd be great.
JD, it's been great talking to you. And what I want you to do now is announce One Less Girl to our public now.
So you're listening to One Less Girl, song off my brand new record, Two Lane Town. I'm excited to fans and to say this is my first time I've been fun in Europe, and very excited it's on your show.
One less bar in this town I go drinking, one less beach to watch that red sun sinking, one less number in my phone, one less way to get back home, one less church to go to pray. If less is more is what they say, then I got one more, almost got it right. One more string of sleepless nights. One more, tell myself it's gonna be okay. One more, man, what could have been? One more, why this had to end? One more. Song that I'll be playing, one less I love you that I'll be saying, one less pair of blue-green eyes, one less car parked in my drive, one less dance out in the rain. If less is more is what they say, then I got one more, almost got it right, one more string of sleepless nights. One more, tell myself it's gonna be okay. One more, man, what could have been? One more, why this had to end? One more empty bottle in this world. Cause of one less girl that I still want, that I still need, that I can't stop thinking about. It took my breath, took my heart, can't live without. one less girl. One less girl.
Hey guys, this is J.D. Shelburne, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Thank you very much, J.D.
Thanks for having me.